The Prague Spring Festival is the most successful progeny of a long struggle to create a lasting bond between the renowned talent of Czech and Slovak musicians and the best of the world's best. That steady aim was the toil of some 70 years through instability and culminated in the 1946 inauguration of the Prague Spring Festival. A common denominator, aside from the quality demanded, was a date in May, which the Prague Spring continues to honor with its annual commencement on May 12th, the anniversary of the death of Bedřich Smetana. Roman Bělor, director of the Prague Spring International Music Festival.
Festival was founded with an idea to create a stable scene to compare local achievement of the classical music with international stages and international soloists. So at the beginning it was founded as a festival of big symphonic concerts and recitals. Continuously there was added chamber music, and during the development of the festival was extended also by early music, by world music, jazz concerts. Nevertheless, classical concerts and especially symphonic concerts are still considered as an X or main line of the festival.
In the festival's 64 years as a standard bearer, the decision to throw down the jazz world music gauntlet to a traditionalist fan base was a big one, implemented gradually since the beginning of this century, and it garnered international attention. By releasing itself from classical festivals' unwritten disdain for what lays beyond their pale, however, the Prague Spring Festival opened up to the wide world of other music, encompassing instrumental and ethnic genres, named and unnamed. And thus the Prague Spring Festival took on a new generation, one perhaps perfectly characterized by Václav Lux, the young conductor of the Collegium 1704 Early Classical Music Orchestra, which will be performing Handel's Resurrection later this month.
We are a regular guest of Prague Spring Festival. Of course, Prague Spring Festival is the biggest festival in the Czech Republic. For me, it's very important that this festival is very open for a big audience, because they do not only classical music and recitals, but also a very important part of dramaturgy is early music, or also jazz. And this big spectrum of repertoire is typical for Prague Spring, and I think very important. This is also the way to win an audience, to be open for everything. And it's a sign of Prague Spring Festival, I think.
The Prague Spring Festival is a place for pomp and circumstance, to be sure, but only if that is what you're looking for. While maintaining its august dignity and utmost respect for the gist of classical music's conventional aura, the festival has managed to gear down the overbearing mystique that's kept pop art generations wary and aloof. And in being one of few such events to avow an interest in the goings-on of a rapidly developing world of music, the Prague Spring has seen new success by subtly redefining what's expected of the visitor. Young listeners have responded in kind by taking interest. Such a deviation and its success, however, somewhat begs the questions, why the need to rely on modern music? Is it a sugar-coated pill? Is classical music, serious music, as it's called in Czech, simply too serious and too old-fashioned to reach young minds without a modern strut?
I don't think classical music to be old-fashioned. Compare it with galleries. No one coming to the national galleries would comment Rembrandt as old-fashioned painter. But I do agree that classical music should be presented modern way, so the image of classical music festival must be modern. The festival must have excellent websites, and of course we cannot insist like it was in the past on haute couture dresses for the audience. We have to be more tolerant, and we have to present classical music modern way. And of course we have to reflect the fact that people are interested or seduced by new waves of music represented sometimes by jazz, sometimes by world music. Young generations is very attracted by music of other cultures. So this is something what we are time to time as drops adding to the festival. Nevertheless, excellent piano recital will never be old-fashioned if it is played well.
Classical music will never lack for eager ears in Prague, but as Mr. Bielor suggests, piano recitalists be warned, this is a discerning audience. The Czech lands, as they're sometimes called, could be surrounded by a musical abyss and still have little to want for with their abundance of world-class talent and history. Czech music schools are renowned and continue to generate global celebrities, the likes of mezzo-soprano Magdalena Kožená. Beethoven premiered his work here. Mozart premiered his work here. And not because Vivaldi did the same, but because, as he said, to the eternal self-satisfaction of the Czechs, my Praguers understand me. Indeed, no Einstein would come to Prague and leave his violin at home, and Einstein didn't.
I would say that we have a special situation, maybe among cultural nations of Europe, because we are a very small nation, but we have a huge musical heritage. Czech lands were considered in 17th and 18th century as conservatoire of Europe. There was a huge of composers and musicians feeding international orchestras and musical schools. And of course, we are happy to have big international authors, especially Dvořák, Smetana, Janáček, but also others, Martinus, Suk, Fibich. So one of our duties is to present also Czech music and sometimes also to encourage foreign artists to come and present known or unknown Czech repertoire. So this is something special. We are small nation and big musical heritage.
The Polish conductor Antoni Witt has been attending and playing the Prague Spring Festival for almost half a century. This year he had the honor of conducting the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra at the festival's opening performance and honored the people in turn with an impeccable performance of the nation's most famous anthem, Bedřich Smetana's My Country, with which the Prague Spring commences every year. I asked him if Prague's noble music history is alive in performances today.
Absolutely, I think it is absolutely true. And I think also music has higher expectations in your city. For example, the concert yesterday was directed by TV, which is now not so obvious because the TV prefers to do something on sport or something on show business. So it means the classical music has weight and reputation, and of course it has to do with history when so many outstanding musicians came to Prague, and you had here many excellent musicians, Czech, but also German-speaking, so it was really for several centuries important musical center, and it is still.
It's important to note that the Prague Spring Festival remains a key part of continuing that history. There simply are not Czech or Czechoslovak legends who have not passed through its gates, either on their way to fame or on their way home with their laurels. And with rising stars like soprano Martina Janková and sought-after Czech conductors like Jiří Bělohlávek, that custom continues this year as well.